T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now back to
Bronte, Simon, and Guru
on 95.7 The Game.
Matt Steinmetz, Daryl the Guru Johnson, Bonte Hill. It's a Warriors Wednesday brought to you by Porsche, Walnut Creek, a Michael Stead dealership.
You call just Darby.
Bronte, Simon, and Guru.
Bronte. Got a new one.
Bronte.
Bronte. Bronte.
Bronte.
Let's Monte. Go to...
How can we expect the caller to know our name?
You guys just keep going with it. We got to start correcting folks, Donnie.
Monte.
I don't know. It doesn't bother me.
I hear Monte you. The love is that they picked up the phone and called.
There you go. John in San Jose wants to talk favorite non-Warrior player real quick, and then I like this question.
Who the hell is John?
I came up with it, by the way.
See, why would you? You're that guy, huh?
Hey, what's up, John?
Hey, how you guys doing, man? I called in yesterday, and I was talking about how the NBA should change the three-point line and arc it off to eliminate the corner three. And somebody said, nothing prettier than a corner three. You telling me Steph hitting a 35-footer ain't prettier than a corner three?
Yeah, I was with you on that one, John. I think that would lower the percentage.
So what I'm talking about today is you guys are talking about the best Warrior to watch or that's not a Warrior.
Sure.
I'm going to say LeBron James. He's in his mid-30s. He's leading the league in assists. You're telling me that guy's not fantastic to watch? Like, come on.
You just brought him up, John. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Yeah, nobody had said LeBron.
Well, we're in year 17 of LeBron.
LeBron fatigue?
Yeah, no, it ain't even fatigue.
We've seen it already.
No LeBron, no Bonte.
He's playing that old man game. And it's good. And it's still Batman. Dude special. But real quick, can I just say something about the corner three? There's nothing prettier than the corner three when you hit it and the opposing team, you're right there, and then you just turn around and look at them or say something. So that's why I said
it's never about the shot itself. It's about the reaction.
No, it's the shot itself.
It's about in your face.
Pretty much.
It's about
the
confrontation.
You know, when you turn around like, yeah.
I'm going to get out of this world just in time. I can feel it.
You
just
are.
In time. What,
anybody coming in? Kyle, be ready to talk tomorrow on Friday.
Man.
I don't know how I'm
what are you guys up to?
Oh, no. He's talking about how pretty a corner three looks.
I said that yesterday.
Who are they bringing in for me tomorrow?
I think it's just me and me.
I guess your seat's too big to fill.
Yeah, wow.
No, seriously, who?
I guess your seat's too big to fill.
Just me and D.
I've been told.
So Guru goes away and they bring in JD. I go away and they don't even.
They bring in Shasky, too.
That's a bad sign.
I think it's a compliment.
Who?
Not for me.
Oh, I think it is a compliment. They're saying, you know what, Stein is so big time. Nobody can even.
I think they're
nobody
saying
can
the
even
other
touch
thing.
That seat.
Let's listen to these two guys without Steinmetz.
Yeah, they might say, hey.
No.
That's our boss.
I could always do that. You want me to call in from South Carolina?
Hey, every day.
No chance.
Yep.
You want me to keep in touch? You want to make a bet?
Yep.
What I can do.
No, we got to get our meal from Bonte's bet that we won because he knew how to get off
social
media.
Don't have that lunch without me.
Oh, we won't.
Can't
when
have
you
it
come back?
I'll be back Tuesday.
Well, the boss is gone too.
Who?
Our boss. Both of them.
But he'll be
back next week.
Okay. So
this is it.
What is? Okay.
Yeah.
The question is, how many NBA teams? And this is going to be the key. Have a shot to win it all. And that's what I focused on. How many teams have a shot at winning it all in the NBA?
Great question.
888-957-9570. Let's start with Bonte.
Yeah.
Bonte, how many
look
teams
at
this
it.
Year
look it too.
Have
Bonte.
A realistic chance to win an NBA title?
There's three basketball teams that have a chance to win an NBA title. Three. The LA Clippers.
Okay.
The Milwaukee Bucks, and I'm going to shock you with this one, Toronto Raptors. Those are my three teams that have the shot to win an NBA championship.
You left the Lakers off.
No chance they win the championship.
Hold on.
Wow.
Now we milk this for a minute.
No doubt.
Well, first of all, I'm shocked at the number.
Yeah,
at the number.
Yeah.
It's got to be two. More?
Yes.
Yeah, no doubt. Yes. I'm shocked, B.
I have over three, for sure.
Me too, Stein. Wow.
Clippers, Bucks, Raptors.
All right, Guru.
And the go ahead.
Go ahead, Goo. How many teams you have, first
I got
of all?
Lakers, Clippers, That's, Celtics.
How many teams?
Oh, six.
Okay. Six teams? Yeah. Good
so
Lord.
We have 3-6 so far. All right, go ahead, Guru.
Lakers, Clippers, Celtics, Bucks, Sixers, Rockets. I didn't have Toronto, and I love watching them play. They just can't beat the dogs from the West, whoever it is they play.
Who, the Rockets? Who,
yeah,
who
the Raptors.
Oh, the
Raptors.
So you think Houston can win it all?
No doubt. And I think they've identified their weakness, which was Capella.
Hype.
And they're going all in now on scoring. And
small
hey,
ball.
That is small ball.
Actually,
and it's working.
Can you give me those teams again?
Rockets, Sixers, Bucks, Celtics, Clippers, Lakers.
Philly, Celtics.
But they didn't have Lakers.
Bucks. Yeah, Lakers won't win.
Lakers, Clippers,
yeah,
Houston, Philly, Celtics,
Sixers,
Houston, Philly, Celtics,
Bucks, Rockets, Sixers,
Rockets,
no Raptors,
Clippers,
no Raptors,
defending champs,
and I love they can get there,
LAC.
They just can't win it.
Championship DNA, dude,
they are ball, they know what they are.
This worked out interestingly.
This is what I'm listening right here.
What I got nine.
Nine.
I have nine teams.
Nine teams
that I think I have a realistic chance of winning it.
You got Warriors in there?
Dead serious. No, I don't.
Oh, that was a joke.
Milwaukee.
Solid.
Toronto.
Solid.
Wow, maybe I might be the one on the outside.
Boston.
Gotcha.
Miami.
Oh.
Yeah,
that's where I'm at.
Philly.
Okay.
Lakers, Clippers, Nuggets and Utah.
Oh, my
Nuggets
Lord.
And Utah. Yeah. I got nine. I think they all could theoretically win.
Wow. I just. Those Nuggets and Jazz, I'm out.
There's some nice teams.
Yeah.
Nice stories.
That
Denver
was a compliment.
Utah.
That was a compliment.
I'm playing. Yeah. Gobert's playing well. I do like watching Donovan Mitchell as well. I like watching Bogdanovich with the Utah Jazz.
Oh, yeah.
They're not getting past the
They
LA
don't got
teams.
Enough dogs.
Yeah.
They got dogs, Stoddy.
And Jokic, we saw him before the All-Star. Old man Dwight Howard was punking him out there
no
in the altitude.
Yeah. No doubt.
Miami's interesting. I like Miami, Steiny, but I don't think they have enough punch. When you need a bucket, can they get a bucket?
Here's what I want to
nice,
throw.
Though.
Yeah, here's what I want to throw out there, because to me it's interesting. How many teams do you think have a chance to win it all this year? Bonte says three. I'm surprised it was so low. Guru says six. Thinking that's more in line, but I have nine.
Wow!
So 3-6-9.
Which who's are there fewer teams or more teams that can win it? See, this guy 415 throws Dallas in there. See, I don't think Dallas
yeah,
can win.
Nah,
it.
They've
and let's be honest, the NBA has been up until last offseason in the movement. A lot of 49er Frankie, my good friends, Dodger Pete, they hate the NBA because you already know there's only two or three. There's not going to be
there's
a Philadelphia
parody.
Eagles 2 years ago
right.
winning. Exactly.
There's never been parity in the
but
NBA.
But now
for the most
you
part.
Got, Steiny, you got nine? Denver, Utah, you were being kind. And
yeah,
those
you
are
being
teams,
a little kind.
But to win it all.
Yes. Absolutely. I mean, I just don't. Again,
you got the Rockets, Steiny?
Wow,
yeah,
there's no chance.
You.
Well, really, you did. Yeah,
I was about
Denver,
to say, I was
going
to have to check your temperature.
Well, Denver and Utah, the same family.
Yeah, to Houston Rockets.
But no, they don't have a Harden Westbrook.
No, no, no. See, I would say the Rockets and Nuggets are a definite level above. I'm sorry, the Jazz and the Nuggets are a level above the Rockets, I would say.
So if they met in the playoffs and I said, I got Houston in a series, we got a major bet, it sounds like you would take.
I want in on that action.
Like if Houston had to go up against Denver, you would say, "Goo, let's bet."
I'd probably have to say Denver in that series, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know who I say.
I will.
That's a seven-game series.
I got Russ on mine. Oh. I got them going to Western Conference Finals.
Here's what I think's interesting with you guys. You're not giving Denver a chance. And yet last year, they had the second-best record in the conference. And yeah, they lost in a game seven, but they're one game away from making the Western Conference Finals. They're young. They're growing together. They essentially have the same team. See, I think the Nuggets aren't getting enough respect.
See, Steiny, what I look at with the Nuggets is they skated by the San Antonio Spurs last year in the first round.
Huh?
Seven-game series, and they were a few minutes away from not even making the second round. So, I'm not a believer.
Great learning lesson.
The X factor for me with the Denver Nuggets, believe it or not, is Michael Porter Jr. How healthy can he be? Because with Jokic, sometimes offensively he disappears. Jamal Murray, streaky. Gary Harris, to me, is not consistent enough. Who's that other guy for the Denver Nuggets? Who's the guy who always kills the Warriors, though? Will Barton. I like Will Barton a lot, but I don't think they have enough punch.
I don't know. You know, ain't nothing wrong. Older. I don't know, Steiny.
5-1-0 from the text line. Perfect. Nuggets have no closers late in games.
And there you go.
One closer is Jamal Murray. He could get hot. But
and they got closer by committee.
Exactly.
And that's when I want Jokic to get that ball in closing time. But Steiny, we could be totally wrong, Bonte, but I don't think we are in regard to Denver being that team that can win.
I think Denver, Utah, or Houston, one of those three teams are going to be bounced in the first round. Because it's going to be a 4-5 matchup.
No doubt.
Clippers right now, third place. Now, if the Clippers fail the 4-5, good luck trying to beat them in a 7-game series. I'm really high on the Clippers. But Steiny, Houston, Denver, or Utah could be bounced in round number one.
And I think Houston will be that team.
So what's real quick? Because I got Houston going to the Western Conference Finals. I said that before this.
Yeah, we
got
to bet on that.
What is Houston missing to you? Because I think the small ball.
I'm sorry,
Guru and I have a bet on that. He said
on
Houston.
What? Houston going to the Western Conference Finals.
Oh,
and I think this trade is
on that. Didn't I? Did I get in on that?
It might be you two betting.
Right.
I thought I was.
No,
I don't want to steal your thoughts.
No, no. Go ahead. Get in on this action.
Where you feel confident riding Denver and Utah over them. And this trade, to me, I see the trees. Like, they identified who and what they are, and they're going out guns blazing. There's no Kevin Durant in the Warrior uniform. You got L.A., and L.A. and L.A. may knock each other off, so you may only have to go up against one L.A. team. What has you not confident in them now? Because I feel like they've tapped into their identity times a million. And this is going to be the best chance they got to get to the promised land.
You're asking me why I don't think the Rock.
What are they missing?
Okay, they're missing
after that Capella trade.
Boy, that you phrase it that way, it's a little harder to answer.
And they got
it's
the
not what they're missing.
Coming
it's
in.
What they have.
Who are they bringing in? DeMar Carroll.
I would say they have no chemistry.
Yeah,
that's where I would start. Mm. I mean, look,
Harden's going
to
wear it out.
I don't have to get past Harden and Westbrook. To me, it doesn't matter. We watched the Houston Rockets try to get by the Golden State Warriors for 5 years. And to this day, it kind of bothers me when people are like, we all know Houston can't win a championship that way. They can't win a championship that way. When Harden gets down, they can't do it. Well, let me tell you something. And I'm always the guy that says, well, they're one game away from being one of the greatest teams. But what I'm saying is, if you're telling me that, they're worse now with Russell Westbrook. What does he do if he doesn't have the ball?
He can do what Chris Paul couldn't do from an athletic standpoint to where, James, without me telling you, you rest. I got this quarter. I got these next 6 minutes.
My question?
Go ahead.
What is Russell Westbrook going to do when he doesn't have the ball?
Not a damn thing. That's what he's going to do, Steiny. Not a damn thing.
You're going to laugh? I'm going to say attack the offensive glass if James or whoever misses a shot with that reckless abandon?
I mean,
but that's a great question.
Listen, if the Houston Rockets win it all, I mean, I'll be shocked. I'll be shocked that two guys like that. And I actually really like Harden a lot more than Russell Westbrook. A lot more. But Westbrook, I don't see it. I can't see them consistently making big plays throughout the playoffs and winning four rounds against teams that get better each round. I just can't. I just don't.
I'm with you.
Philly, I could see why somebody would say they shouldn't be on the list.
We're overreacting on what's going on or what's not. Philly got some pieces with it to go. We just saw them. Philly can play, man.
They also have chemistry issues as well.
You think so?
Yeah, there's something there. Horford now on the bench.
Too. Not on purpose. It's just not a good fit.
I don't know if they really respond to Brett Brown, their head coach. Tobias Harris, what is he?
He can
Richardson, I like Josh Richardson.
He'll shoot a shot like it's supposed to be his, Donnie.
I like the young man out of Washington, a rookie, Matisse Thybulle. He's very good. I think he's going to be a very good defender for years to come.
It's going to be a hard out. That's all I'm saying.
Again, what can Ben Simmons do in the playoffs when they start gearing their defensive strategies towards slowing down Ben?
Is in the paint to where he
exactly.
can. Dude, watching Ben run the courts down, you know, dude, he was doing it the All-Star. I'm like, Ben is, but when Embiid's there, that takes away from him being the best he can be.
Not having a threat of a jump shot, I don't know if you can win. And I think that's what's probably going to doom Giannis this year.
Damn.
I wonder, too.
He's not shooting that. Saw the All-Star game.
He didn't score the fourth. And the pieces on the chessboard were getting back.
Keep in mind, I mean, I get it. They're not playing D, but those are five All-Stars.
And that's
like, I think it's
too.
In a way, well, yeah. I get that he's playing with five All-Stars too, but if a few All-Stars decide to mess with you in an All-Star game, they could probably mess with you.
You know what? You know, it's funny. This strategy for Team Giannis in the All-Star game in the fourth quarter, their strategy was, just go at whoever. Give the ball to whoever James Harden's
now guarding. That I didn't like him saying
that. Was disrespectful,
wow.
But it's the truth. And that's what's going to happen in the playoffs, going to Western Conference. Where's James Harden at? Let's attack him.
But it didn't happen when the Warriors were at full strength and had Kevin Durant to the point to where Houston was up 3-2. And then they had
happened in Game 6 last year?
Yeah, that surmised what Houston's being.
Well, what happened last year to play Game number 6?
I'm going to say Game 5 when KD got hurt.
He didn't.
And it was right there
shot.
To take it.
Yeah, I know.
The place was dead, and Houston let them win.
You know what they said, Snidey? Some of the Warriors after that Game 5? They said, Harden's done. We got him.
See, now that is...
He's done.
Wow.
I'm just looking at this roster. Harden, Westbrook, P.J. Tucker, Eric Gordon.
Killers.
Robert Covington, Austin Rivers. I don't see it. I do not see championship in that team.
They're trying to go Def Lineup out here on this.
And they're still
I didn't say Jeff Green and who else.
DeMarre Carroll.
Seriously.
Need bodies.
Jeff Green. How many teams he's on now?
Dude,
You know what? That's a great
half
question.
The league?
I'm going to say more than 12.
I mean, you talk about Jeff Green.
He was in
Charlotte.
He was
Harrison Barnes before Harrison Barnes.
Wow. No, he got Barnes by Stoddy. I think it's over 12. Jeff Green, them jerseys.
I'd probably say under, but it's
10.
Probably close.
10.
I can't even count them.
Yeah.
Seattle, Oklahoma City. There's a cheap two that you get there. Boston, Memphis, Clippers, Orlando, Cleveland, Washington, Utah, Houston. 10.
Wow.
This is the 10th team he's been on.
Wow.
Yeah, he's been on a lot lately. A lot lately.
Toronto. You picked Toronto, Steiny. Guru didn't.
Toronto can win it.
And I believe Toronto can win it because Nick Nurse. We'll get to
Nurse is coaching his
They
tail
know who
off.
They are, like you say, Guru. And
they do.
Siakam's getting better, and Anobi's getting better. I got respect for Lowry now.
Like
Van Vliet is very good on both ends of the floor.
Your twin, he is.
Got Marc Gasol in the middle who understands how to play individual defense. Toronto's not going to be easy out in the Eastern Conference.
Giannis has no shot. He'll never be elite until he can shoot and not just rely on running downhill. So I had why did nobody believe that a guy can become a better shooter? Like, I mean, I get it. Draymond Green's been in the league 11 years or 10 years, but like Magic Johnson wasn't a good shooter. Mo Cheeks wasn't a good shooter.
And it's not an easy thing to do, Steiny.
Right, but it's been done.
It's like, why can't guys hit for power and base? Dude, you gotta some stuff is DNA. And
so you don't think Giannis will ever be able to shoot?
No, I mean,
LeBron James got better.
I think he can, no doubt.
Remember LeBron James in the 07 finals?
Magic Johnson did it in front of my – so I'm not taking that from Giannis. And then when he does get hot, it's like you watch him elevate. Like, we're in an era now where they're letting him fly. Why? This is the era to improve.
shooting 31.3% from three-point range.
And if him and Steph are buds, hey, Steph, let me come stay with you and Aisha this summer, a couple months. Just take me to the gym and just let me hoist him up.
That's pathetic.
Dwight Howard did that with Akeem.
Kobe did too.
Right.
Kobe did
LeBron.
Too. Was he right? What's pathetic about it?
I'll tell you what's pathetic is that every time there's just a little lull in the next 2 years, you're going to bring, maybe they get Giannis. Giannis and Steph. Steph and Giannis.
Well, he's already
did
wearing
you see Steph? Yourself. Did you see Giannis? Did you see Clay? Clay had an Instagram. And then Draymond had a tweet. And then Joe Schmo had a, I can't even, Spotify.
Something. What about Giannis at the All-Star game? He's got two brothers. He said he could see him playing with his brother in Milwaukee or L.A. Giannis said that. It was on the jump yesterday. People making a big deal out of it.
Are the Warriors relocating?
Oh, no. But I'm just letting you know the thought process is already, outside of Milwaukee is already on his mind.
See, don't even say that because there's been no, he's – Bonte tried to ask him that, and he wouldn't bite.
But they communicated without talking.
I have no idea. What?
The subliminal was, dude, you're getting up out of Milwaukee. And you can't ask me that, Bonte.
So now that why didn't Bonte and our station title that video, Giannis says he's on his way to the Bay?
Because what was so special about it was you didn't have to put it.
You didn't even have to put it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wink, wink, Stiney.
Stiney, I got blamed for tampering.
No doubt.
And Warrior fans were like, oh, yeah, it's confirmed. He's coming to the Bay. I don't know how that.
Griffin from the text line, he did improve a jump. He did get a jumper over.
Yeah, that's true. Then that's all he did.
Wow.
And you know
what's wrong with him?
You know what?
He did get
a jump. Like, see, you know what? That's funny. You mentioned Blake Griffin because I know he's been hurt. I know he's been hurt.
He stays hurt.
But hold on a sec. Yeah. So Blake Griffin comes into the league and he's never really been a great post up guy, but he gets a lot of his points inside.
No
garbage.
Doubt.
Blake's got to learn to shoot. Okay, so now he starts taking 18-footers, 18-20-footers. Now he's never around the basket. So now he's like an average perimeter shooter who's not playing inside as much as he used to play.
But you know who I think about? Karl Malone, who was a badass from out. Hey, he'll take you down there, Stoney. Then he'll take you out, but we never said you're falling in love with one or the other. And I
guess
thought
that's
Blake was, for him to be a superstar, and he was winning the dunk contest, Donnie, it was he had to add that shot. Now, he may have fell in love with it too much, but he went and added it, man.
Blake Griffin cannot hold Karl Malone's job.
And I'm not saying
Karl Malone was so bad. How about this?
Karl
Malone
was
twice the post-up player, and he was twice the face-up shooter. And he was a great foul shooter for a big man.
And he'll hack the hell out of you on the defensive end.
But you can't take, and I'm not comparing the two, but Bonte, you can't take that Blake improved when he added that jumper.
I don't know.
15 to 25. You think it ruined him?
I think you could, make a case that he played his best ball before he had that jump shot that he shot, relied on a little bit.
It's kind of like one of those guys where he just gets empty buckets now. Like, what does his buckets mean? Does he get him in garbage time? The team's just letting
him
shoot.
He ain't even available now. He's missing 20, 25 games.
He gets hurt a lot. So, you guys think the Lakers have a shot to win?
Oh, man. It's almost like, go ahead, Sonny, because the Harden hate from Bonte, I still won't understand. It won't let me process it, and I'm going to do some research and find out what it really is stemming from. But don't you understand the Lakers can put three bigs out there with Dwight Howard, not to score, just to navigate around. Anthony Davis, JaVale McGee. They got length everywhere. And then playoff mode, LeBron. You don't think that's so infectious that they can't win a title? And Bron is reading the tea leaves. He knows the end is near. You don't think he's smiling like, I got a 7-footer that is going to help me knock off the Clippers when it counts?
No.
Wow.
No. All that length? Spacing offensively. Where's that going to come from? I mean, their best
AD
line
can hit a three or take you on the block.
You want AD playing outside of the paint? I don't know. I don't think the Lakers have enough, Steiny.
Wow.
I don't think they have enough.
And he didn't have them on his list. Did you have L.A.?
I had the Lakers.
I have the Lakers on the list. But I don't – I think they're behind the Clippers. I think they're behind the Clippers. I'm not convinced they have good enough players after.
Clippers still adding players. Is that a good sign? Who they just add?
Reggie Jackson. You got Patrick Beverley.
It's just depth.
Yeah. Paul George. He's the X factor.
If it's the Western Conference Finals and we're watching Reggie Jackson, something went wrong for the Clippers. But I think that.
Wow.
I just don't think the Lakers have enough after LeBron and Anthony Davis.
The rattle to table is Kawhi. Looks at LeBron James and says, I'm going to shut him down. We saw it on Christmas Day. We saw it in the season opener.
I'm in denial, B. Like, show me that in the if y'all meet in the playoffs.
Saw it in the finals when his last year with the Miami Heat.
That we did. Like,
Kawhi Leonard won the MVP and basically said, I'm checking LeBron James. And there's that famous quote with LeBron looking at Kawhi coming back into the game. He's like, damn, so much for that. I got to deal with this joker. You know, it's a famous clip when he's with the Heat.
Oh, my God.
The free throw line.
I've never seen that one.
Oh, man. The text line knows. I like the Clippers.
All righty. Here's what's coming up on 95.7. The game brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. Chilton Auto Body. Got a few more teams to pick. 888-957-9570. We're going to be talking. Who's your MVP this year? Who's your MVP? And how about this one? Coach of the Year. Coach of the Year is a good one because there's a lot of guys that could get it. That's all sponsored by Chilton Auto Body. Nobody plans on getting into a car accident, but if you do, there's only one place to go, Chilton Auto Body. With 11 convenient Bay Area locations, they're just a call or click away. Stop in or go to ChiltonAutoBody.com to schedule a free estimate. ChiltonAutoBody.com.
Now, back to Bronte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I'm a teen. I melted microphones instead of cones of ice cream music. That's Rakim. Hip hop was originated, fitted like pieces of puzzles, complicated. Because I grab the mic and try to say yes, y'all. They try to say that I'm too small. Cool. I'll get upset. I kick a hole in the speaker, pull a plug, then I jet. Then I jet. Back to the lab without a mic to grab. So then I add.
Why is he kicking the speaker?
Because he's in the lab trying to just. Yeah. Monty.
I never understood breaking your own equipment.
You go see Motley Crue and the guy that bit off the rat head?
Well, that's Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah. Well, what's he doing?
But why would he put his foot through the speaker?
Because he's energized. Stoney's just trying to.
So amped up with the beat, and he just boom!
Just so you know, too, Ozzy Osbourne was just on Post Malone's new album. That's what he's doing.
That guy is. Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
What?
Never mind.
But Stoney, it's a sign of energy. That's all.
Okay, yeah. So let me throw this coffee cup at the door, and I'm energized.
Basically.
So
that you're jacked up.
It's your last day today.
I'm just fired up.
Who are we going to get to replace him, Goo?
You can't replace
him. Are you serious?
Exactly. Yeah, I guess
you
can't. You can't replace him.
I'm looking at that Bonte and I as a compliment again. Because when I'm out, all we got to go get Bonte, Bonte, how we are.
Yeah, I know, right?
You Captain Kirkley's and
right. It's like they're looking
at no other Captain Kirk.
No, see,
Kirk.
We should feel some type of way.
That's all
Guru's
I'm
out, all of a sudden Shasky's in for an audition.
Yeah. JD.
I get out, JD gets a whole week.
Yeah. What's that saying?
That's it's saying that
that's security.
I, you guys can hold it down. I don't need to be replaced. You guys are the men. You have to be replaced. That's what I get.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I get out of it. By the way, we were going over some of these teams. Do you have comeback player of the year?
Yeah.
I don't. Do they give that anymore?
Yeah. Most improved.
Yeah. Most improved. I didn't do one of
those. Well, it's a unanimous thing, so you don't even got. I think I know what you're writing.
Well, let me think. Most improved. I wasn't. Hold on a sec.
Yeah. It's pretty unanimous.
Most improved.
Carmelo most improved. Anthony.
What?
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 Carmelo Anthony?
Oh, what? Man. Cool. You are killing me.
Player of the month
what
in November?
What are you smoking? Player of
the week.
Yeah, I've been smoking some pot.
Dude, what?
I was high when I said that.
The guy was out of a job, came back, and now was trying to help Portland get to the
Carmelo?
Playoffs.
Carmelo?
Well, who else would you put up there? It's a great story.
Oh, my
and
Lord.
And I'm not just trolling. I don't know why he was out of the league. But come on. Carmelo's gotten buckets.
Obvious. Oh, cool. You're killing me today. Who's Howard?
Dwight Howard. No, the run back on defense. Comeback player of the year. Oh, wow.
You had Dwight Howard comeback player of the year.
It kind of fluctuated. They were between those two.
And you don't mind flipping. You don't mind saying what's really on your mind at that moment.
That's my guy, Mark. Wow.
That's your guy, Pappas. Yeah.
Carmelo Anthony.
I mean, that ain't a joke. The guy's on a team.
I don't even know who the most. Let me just.
Yeah, that's my whole point. Who gets your vote, Bonte?
Who are you?
Not Carmelo Anthony. That dude was sucking.
Maybe I don't know what I'm missing.
Sabonis. Oh, I'm just throwing names out there. Siakam's kind of elevating.
Your boy Graham from Charlotte.
No, he.
He's got a good case.
He's who is he? Dude,
Bam Adebayo is going to get a lot of consideration.
Is he a star? I'm starting to think maybe he's tiny.
He's becoming one.
He's becoming one.
See what happens.
He's a beast out there. But your boy Graham from Charlotte.
He's balling. Sabonis is good, too. Sabonis is mean.
Who's your MVP, Goo?
And I mean this. Anthony Davis.
Bonte?
Giannis.
I got Giannis, too. Let me ask you a question, Goo. Do you really think Anthony Davis is more valuable than LeBron James?
Listen.
I'm just not stopping.
I'm just asking him a question.
I watch the Lakers as much as I possibly can, and LeBron is doing a hell of a job, but physically, it's Anthony Davis also on the defensive end that's helping Dwight Howard. It's not Dwight Howard helping Anthony Davis. It's Anthony Davis helping Dwight Howard. He can shoot the three. He's making his free throws. He's just been clutch. And the Lakers got the number one seed through 53 games. And I'm giving it to Anthony Davis. And I don't think I'm by myself. Now, Giannis, I could easily give it to Giannis. But I thought LeBron was going to be the reason the Lakers would be 41-12.
And he is.
And that's why I look at the Lakers now saying, LeBron is not playing possum, but I've seen playoff LeBron. Playoff LeBron with AD is going to be something that can get them past some tough teams in the West. I honestly believe Anthony Davis is the MVP. I can't wait to hear your two.
LeBron is the most valuable on the LA Lakers, the most important on the LA Lakers, and it's not even close.
But yet you said they can't win.
It's not even close. Yeah, they're not going to win because – his sidekick is Anthony Davis.
Wow.
Rajon Rondo, I don't believe in at this point in his career. Danny Green's a nice player, nice two-way player. But, yeah, they don't have enough to beat the Clippers.
So Giannis is a landslide for you, too. MVP.
Yeah, they have the best record in the league. He's the best player on the team. He's really good. I didn't overthink it, basically. I just looked at the best team, and he fits. I'm looking at the Lakers, and I don't think they're going to win it, but I can't say for sure they won't. But I don't think I would bet. I would not bet on them to win it.
And can I say this, Bonte? I get where you're coming from when you say right now it looks like they don't have enough, but we know things get condensed in the playoffs.
No doubt.
I'm thinking 40 shots or 45 shots between AD and LeBron on a nightly basis, if not more, so Kuzma can shoot the rest.
Stop.
It's not like right now, Steiny, help me. They are going to go you, me, little bit of Kuzma, little bit of Howard on the offensive glass. What's my boy, KCP? They got enough, man. No, I'm just telling you, you don't need those other guys. They're not going to get 15 shots apiece.
You know what the rumor on the street is that Guru's an undercover Laker fan.
It was Kobe Shaq. When the Warriors were out, that's who I would adopt.
I do.
Whitey, I heard Whitey. I'm on Whitey Gleason.
See, I'm kind of in the middle here. Yeah. Guru thinks the Lakers are the favorites, and you don't think they have a chance. I think they got
to win
a
it
shot.
All.
Okay, maybe they have a 5% chance.
Wow, B, they're the number one team in the West,
see Kawhi
and you're
Leonard,
kind of dismissing it.
Kawhi Leonard wrecking their whole game plan. And you got Harrell and Lou Williams coming off the bench. That's better than anybody coming off the Lakers bench.
I'm going to say this to you. B, because you're putting a lot of stock in those two regular season games, and rightfully so, I get them. But you're acting like the Clippers beat the Lakers by 25 each game. Those were barn burners.
And then Kawhi decided in the fourth quarter, right. I'm going to take the game over, and I'm going to defend LeBron James and make him basically non-existent on
the
floor.
Do you look at LeBron, Kawhi as a LeBron stopper?
No.
Because I'm not saying he's not capable, but playoff LeBron is around it. We're 27 games away.
You see playoff Kawhi?
That I get, the Terminator.
See, I think the problem with the Clippers is that how are they going to play
that
when push comes to shove? The only they've got to – Kawhi Leonard must have the ball. But then if he has the ball, Paul George is just there and Lou Williams and my – like that team really has the
– They don't got enough
scariness
beats.
Of – like they could start playing – taking your turns. Right. That's what I worry about with the Clippers.
I just think what the Clippers doc's going to call that pick and roll with either Kawhi or Paul George, Kawhi or Lou Will, Kawhi or Montrezl Harrell.
Now that sounds scary.
And it's
going to
get you a quality shot every single time.
He said the pick and roll gave me three combos.
Because you know who does believe in mid-range games? In a mid-range game, that's Kawhi Leonard.
Mm.
That fadeaway looks...
He was had it on All-Star. He's special.
See, who would you rather have as a number two, Davis or Paul George?
It's a great question.
I'm going to say Davis because Paul has got MIA in the offs.
Yeah, as much as I'm down on Anthony Davis.
Davis's rep is on the line. He may not know it. Call me, AD. I think he knows.
And this is a big, big playoff.
Paul George is on the line, too.
Paul George is big time on the line. Because he couldn't get Indiana over the hump. Of course, they lost to LeBron. But you gave Paul George a pass.
You're
like,
OKC.
This guy's ascending. He's becoming a superstar. Taking LeBron James into Miami Heat to 7. All right, cool. But the way he flamed out in OKC.
Lost to Utah.
That wasn't good. Joe Ingles shut that. He shut him down. And that wasn't good.
And he had the worst game 7 game ever.
He did. It was awful.
This is good, man. Stoudy, I honestly believe the Lakers got the playoff – addition Bonte to where they could get a Clippers problems.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if Kuzma's good enough. Avery Bradley,
is he the same?
Exactly.
Can you count on KCP?
To me, Rondo is a minus at this point.
I could see a scenario where he's not JaVale even out
McGee,
there to play.
Okay,
Vogel versus Doc Rivers.
Danny Green, he's getting up there.
Danny can get hot now.
I don't like them beyond those two guys, really.
I got to tell you, I can't wait.
I really don't.
But it's coming.
It's coming.
And the Clippers, problem I have with the Clippers is it feels like they're just chilling out.
They're not. Stoney Zubac is not enough down low. They're getting beat with body shots nightly with teams scoring on them in the paint. We saw the Celtics do it and the Sixers did it. They bullied them.
Yeah, they won those games. Double overtime, Celtics won. Paul George got hurt. Pat Bev hasn't been there. That's deep. Yeah. Pat Bev's a junkyard dog. Clippers have dogs, man. They got dogs. Kobe said that with Quentin Richardson and Darius Miles. It was like, Clippers got dogs.
I missed that.
Now, do the Lakers have – does Anthony Davis have some dog in him?
I think with LeBron, the dog will come out. The pit bull.
I don't know if he doesn't seem to me to be that kind of guy.
Anthony Davis?
Yeah. But I don't know that he has to be a killer, and he might be able to win a title without being the killer. I don't know.
If the season, I'll be that guy.
Tell you this. I'd rather have, I guess, Anthony Davis win a title than Paul George.
No, yeah, you're so down on Paul George.
I don't like Paul George.
How come? You and JD. Yeah. JD,
I know the answer.
I've never seen JD turn red. He started talking about Paul
George.
He said
the game just comes too
easy. I saw
some
veins pop out of his neck. I didn't think he's against it.
Yeah, he doesn't like him more than me. I've never been a huge fan. I think he's overrated. I don't think he's a great shooter. I think he can check out of games.
Plays defense. I don't like him.
I think he thinks he's a number one, but he's not. I think he coasts a lot of times.
Mm.
And he's one of these guys who feels like he's been anointed by his fellow players for some reason. I think everybody gives him the benefit of the doubt because of the injury he suffered.
Because he damn sure came back from what I thought was over. I thought I watched that live.
He was like, running for DPOY, man. No, he's good defensively.
He's good, man. But can he be great?
What do you think?
I think when you're Robin, now with Batman being Kawhi, you can take that next step knowing I'm with Debo. I got protection. And I think that's what AD is going to do with LeBron. I don't need to be the guy. It'll look like I am, but I got Bron.
We're going to talk a little baseball in a minute, but can I get a little something off my chest?
No, it's funny, man. We're going to miss you the next 3 days. Go ahead, brother.
So, and it's kind of like a gripe, I guess, but I don't want it to be.
Not show-related?
No.
Oh,
no,
okay.
No.
I was like, what did we do?
And it's not going to ruin my vacation or anything, but there's entirely too much milling around in life. There's just too many people that are milling around. They just mill around. And it's happening at places where people congregate.
Huh?
For example, I'm going to BART, and I come down the escalator, and people are milling around at the bottom of the escalator. I get it. People have listen, if you have somewhere to go, unless you're actually going, just take a step to the side and get close to the wall.
Thank you,
or
Matthew.
Go deep into the corner or something like that. It's just
special.
A joke.
Yeah.
People just stand around in other people's way. They're doing nothing.
Well, they're talking.
No, they're not even doing that half the time. Just step off to the side. If you don't find yourself putting one foot in front of the other, stand to the side. Right. Very simple.
Milling. I like that, Vontae.
Got people
you
out gotta there.
You got to say something. You know, not like a jerk, but just say what you just said.
Don't get me wrong. I push them from the back.
So youngsters, I elbow them
and then run away.
What's the age demographic?
Yeah, what's the age?
It varies. 8 to 80, blind, yeah. Crippled, or crazy.
Big Daddy Kane.
I mean, they stand too much standing around, everybody.
How long
like when you get off the plane, standing. Everybody's standing around.
And
like,
the ones
sit
that
down.
Yeah.
Get up when it's time to get up. I'm done.
Nothing screams excitement like Matt Steinmetz.
925 said cell phones are killing society. And maybe that's what they're doing when they're milling around. They're just on their phone, waiting on a text.
That makes it even worse.
Yeah.
That absolutely makes it worse.
Phone is my new best friend. I can admit it.
What minute you say cell phones are killing society?
You're on Twitter
now it's your
all
best
day,
friend.
Every day.
No, I'm not on Twitter.
Day.
I deleted that during Hawaii. I don't tweet as much. I don't tweet as much. You know, I'm chilling. I take
it's
a break
okay.
from it.
It's not bad. It was just
get off the phone,
we're
talk
on
to
it.
Somebody, have a conversation, read a book.
It's cutting in my TV time. I'm like my exercise time. I'm just on the phone.
Have a coach of the year. Who's coach of the year?
Vontae.
Nick Nurse.
Yeah, Nick Nurse. It's just.
And who's yours?
Nick Nurse.
I know what Steinies is.
Oh.
Eric Spoelstra.
Oh, it ain't Nick.
It's actually not Spoelstra.
No, really? Wow.
It's got to be Nick. 40 and 15. You lose your best player. They're doing a, what's my guy, Bryce Harper. I got the team wrong. They made the Nationals. Made
the
Dave playoffs
Martinez.
When he left. Yeah. This is incredible.
I got Taylor Jenkins.
Memphis?
Yep. Memphis. Uh-huh.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. They're the AFC
that's
in
right.
28 and 26.
But they were supposed to be trash.
The that's last right. guy they got the coach of the year, not I don't think a coach of the year has ever been awarded to a team didn't finish fifth or higher. Like that.
Yeah.
I'll say fourth. Vontae, this
that's,
trophy
that's
is to
be
the teams
incorrect.
That are like the All-Star game coaches when they got the best record.
Right, but you know what?
Nick Nurse is dude. He's coaching.
Nick Nurse is great. I really was impressed with him during the finals.
Team, he's got an extraordinary
team. I
mean,
people thought they were going to drop off without Kawhi Leonard. Hasn't been much of a drop off without Kawhi Leonard.
But he's got maybe we underestimated Kawhi's supporting cast too.
Yeah, Siakam,
dude,
OG Anunoby. They
can
got better.
Go post you. They can take you off the dribble.
Jenkins is interesting in Memphis because everybody thought Memphis was going to be a lottery team.
But the last
reason why Iguodala didn't
the
go
year
there
that had an A seed. I don't think we've ever
seen
one.
That's not
one.
Right then.
Well,
it shouldn't just be, oh, if you have a top 14.
Kind of the unwritten rule, I guess, is what I'm saying. Yeah. B, give it to me, Stoney. I don't think we've ever seen a coach that low get coach of the year in the NBA.
I'm pretty sure we have. I think Doc Rivers did it in Orlando.
Really? As an A seed?
No, as the team was 42-40.
I think so. 500.
Wow.
We're giving awards away for 500.
I can't find it. I'm looking in the players.
No.
He's not going to.
Let me see. Dwayne Casey.
I mean, Memphis
is a great story. Coach Budenholzer last year was coach of the year. Dwayne Casey the year before. Mike D'Antoni with the Rockets.
All at the top.
And these wins, mind you, fellas, Casey won 59 games, Budenholzer 60, D'Antoni 55, wow. Warrior 73-9, Steve Kerr.
I hate to do
Budenholzer.
This.
Yeah, I love it.
Sam Mitchell, 47-35 in 06-07, won coach of the year.
1999-2000. NBA coach of the year, Doc Rivers.
41-41. Wow. That's awful.
Well, we can't say it's awful if they were nothing before he got there.
Well, I mean, I just, you know, it got us a little sidetracked. Yeah. You said it never happened before, and it just didn't sound right to me that it hadn't happened before. And then I felt like I had to go check.
Orlando didn't make the playoffs that year.
Stoney, what's going on there? Some basketball reference.
I don't know. Sometimes I feel responsible if somebody had turned the radio off just at the wrong time and heard you say, no coaches ever won coach of the year with a record like that.
I got you.
And then it's like, oh, yeah, and they'll never know. They'll never know about Doc Rivers.
But now we got intel that's saying they didn't even make the playoffs.
They didn't make the playoffs.
Well, that makes it even worse.
It does make it
worse. Yeah, I'm getting mad. I'm thinking like Basketball Reference could have messed up.
No, you messed up. But I just hope everybody stayed with us the whole segment. That's what I worry about.
I don't think I messed up, but you get where I'm going.
Johnny Kerr also did it with the Bulls. They were 33-48, 1966,
who's 67. Handing out that award?
Well, you know, that's less important than that it was handed out.
Wow. Hubie Brown won it in 77-78.
Give it to me.
Hawks were 41-41.
If a team's a 20-win team, Hubie Brown gets 41 out of them.
Right.
Maybe he did.
Doc Rivers didn't make the playoffs.
I'm going to go do some research tonight.
What's going on?
Who is that?
What are you going to research? Like, what is...
Doc really get that award that year? Because it's starting to... I mean, man, you didn't even make the offs. How can you...
Do you want me to show you the page? Right.
No. How did Phil Jackson not win Coach of the Year? Lakers are 67-15.
They're tired of Phil.
Man, they had more talent than everybody
Utah
else.
Was 55-12, 27. Jeez. We're giving Doc...
I don't know if Jerry Sloan ever won a Coach of the Year.
Yeah, he was getting ripped up. Well, Phil was doing his thing.
Jerry Sloan...
Hell of a coach, Donnie.
No, he did not win one.
Yeah.
And wow, what are we doing here?
Did not win one.
I mean, what's your criteria for coach of the year?
To where I don't have to go look at the metrics. I can watch a game, know the team's successful, and look at a commander in chief and know who got some Chuck Daly to him. And Sloan was a man. He had presence. And he didn't win one. Damn.
There can only be one coach of the year.
Right.
There can only be one NBA champion.
It's politics to
908's kind of right here on the text line. Billy Donovan deserves some love for coach of the year. We all thought the Thunder would stink.
11 games over. 33-22.
Going to the playoffs.
And Chris Paul.
Who does a better coaching job? Jerry Sloan, who, let's say that team gets 58 wins a year, or Doc Rivers, who gets a 30-win team to 500.
I'm going with Doc.
Jerry Sloan.
You can't be upset that Jerry Sloan's never won Coach of the Year.
My thing is, there's 16 teams that make the playoffs. 8 in each conference. You can't get your team an 8 seed. 41-41, we're giving out coaches of the year for a 500 team.
So Popovich is still in the running, even though they might not make it.
Jeez.
I'm just, you know, little man.
Might as well get Steve Kerr consideration.
They have NFL Coach of the Year?
Of course.
I mean, Kyle Shanahan's going to win it.
No, they gave it to...
your guy in Buffalo.
Yeah, not Sean McDermott. They gave it to somebody else.
John Harbaugh?
John Harbaugh, yep.
Oh,
John
Diamond, Harbaugh. You're doing a great job.
Thank you. See, it usually goes to somebody like Shanahan, a team where they didn't have high expectations.
Every sport has 13. Every sport has Manager of the Year.
But it's politics involved, obviously.
I think so. Yeah.
Politics and everything.
All right. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about what LeBron James did and how unique it is, and whether, bottom line, whether we got to take another look at this whole baseball thing. That'll be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Let's try that again already.
But I know.
Hey, Guru and Bonte, you didn't ask me.
This is a lie.
You didn't ask me if I went to the bar method class last night.
Oh, how'd the gym go?
No, remember, I
just figured you skipped
it
out. You skipped out of it.
No, I went.
Yeah. You had your leotards on, or?
No leotards. I had sweatpants on.
Okay.
And you know what? Because you always go, hey, Atlanta Hawks sweatpants. Hill handy.
How'd it go?
It's hard, man. I'm telling you, it's not easy. It's not easy. It's a, it's kind of like yoga, ballet. Kind of. I felt a little left out last night because they were moving. Kind of a beginner. Then I went upgrade and got a little.
Well, keep going. When's your next one? When you get back. You got to be consistent.
I know.
So you were sweating on your way to bar?
No.
This was
last night.
Oh. Oh, you went home. Okay.
Yeah, home. Yeah, home first. Yeah, home first. So anyway, that's. I'm kind of looking forward to vacation.
I can tell.
We're past the halfway point of the show.
FYI. Got an extra pep in that step.
Here's another thing that'll get us closer to home. It is a Warriors Wednesday. Brought to you by Friedman's Appliance, a trusted name in the Bay Area since 1922, and by Great Clips. Great haircuts start here. All right. LeBron James. Forget whether the Lakers are going to win it or not. Tweeted something about baseball the other day, and it related, obviously, to the Astros scandal. I just want to take you guys through this and then throw it out there. This is a tweet by LeBron James. Listen, I know I don't play baseball, but I'm in sports, and I know if someone cheated me out of winning the title and I found out about it, it would be effing irate. I would be effing irate. I mean, like, uncontrollable about what I could do. Listen here, baseball commissioner. Listen to your players speaking today about how disgusted, mad, hurt, broken, et cetera, about this. Literally, the ball is in your court, or should I say field, and you need to fix this for the sake of sports. Thoughts coming from a sports junkie, regardless of my own sport, the sport I play.
It's a long hashtag.
Can I tell you how I processed what he said?
Yeah.
Don't forget about me. Baseball's being talked about left and right. Don't forget about old me. I'm on the Lakers, so I'm going to go to Instagram and type something.
Right.
Something I don't know nothing about because it's not my sport, but somehow I want to be involved. You saw me play the fourth quarter, but don't forget, Bonte, about old LeBron James, so I'm going to give my 2 cents.
I'm kind of with Guru.
Quiet,
here.
Bron.
It's a PR hit. It's knowing that it's a low-hanging fruit. Let me get some attention.
Gosh.
I want to get in on the mix to stay relevant today in the news cycle. I know it's a downtime in the NBA. I'm kind of with you, Guru. It's a PR stunt.
Gosh.
And along, it's like, okay, LeBron, thanks for your 2 cents.
Man.
Especially a guy who came. We all remember what happened in the 2016 NBA Finals when the Cavaliers went down 3-1. And you basically snitched to Kiki Vandeweghe on the podium crying about what Draymond Green did. I don't want to hear from LeBron James on baseball. Try to win a championship in La La Land. Don't worry about baseball.
Like, is he Gandhi now? Because came out and
just shut up.
I need your word.
That was good.
So, you know, guys like you and me can comment on it, but not him.
We're not him, guys like you and me.
I know. Don't you think he can relate a little more than us? He's a pro athlete.
Yeah, but he doesn't play baseball.
But he knows what it's like to get cheated, apparently.
Yeah, but we're all three got something in common.
Well, he knows what it's like to
cheat, too.
We're
all human beings, and we all got kids. We all want to live in a world where there's no cheaters.
So you can't talk about other sports? Where did that rule come from?
Did anybody put a mic in his face? No.
No.
Nobody asked him. He used The social media
him on Twitter.
Well, I didn't take it to that point.
He just everybody retweets him.
Mike Trout's pretty good, right?
No, this is what I want to hear.
It's sad for baseball. You know, it's tough. You know, they cheated. And I don't agree with the punishments. You know, the player's not, you know, getting anything. You know, there was a player-driven thing. It sucks, too, because, you know, like you said, a guy's career has been affected. A lot of people, you know, lost jobs. It was tough. Me going up to the plate knowing what's coming, it'd be pretty fun up there. So, you know, it's just, like I said, it's a lot of guys lost respect for some of the guys, and it seems like every day something new comes out.
Mike Trout, maybe the best player in baseball.
No problem hearing from him.
Yep. Aaron Judge.
Yeah, I just don't think it holds any value. You know, you cheated and you didn't earn it. You know, that's how I feel, is it wasn't earned. You know, it wasn't earned the way of, you know, playing the game right and fighting till the end and knowing that, you know, we're competing. We're competitors. And the biggest thing about competition is laying it all out in the line, and, you know, whoever's the better player, better person, you know, comes out on top, you know. And, you know, you just lay it out there, and, you know, to know that another team had an advantage that, you know, nothing you can really guard against, that I just don't feel like that's earned, or, you know, yeah, that's it's not earned.
Not earned. What'd you think of that?
He was spot on, but.
And I'm just going to put, what? Forget that. I'm just going to put the rat on the table. Why can't LeBron James comment on baseball?
He can't comment on baseball, but nor LeBron James, and the attention he craves on a day-to-day basis trying to trademark things like Taco Tuesday. Like, Taco Tuesday has been around forever, and this guy's trying to stake claim to it because he's out there yelling Taco Tuesday every Tuesday. It's LeBron James looking for attention. That's who he is on off days like this. He's looking for PR, and he knows, oh, I could get in on this. I could steal the news cycle for the day. Preach. It's like 50 Cent and rapping. He's always coming at these guys, because each day goes by where his name doesn't get brought up, the less relevant he is.
And now, LeBron James,
they're on a break. Right now.
They're on a break.
Well, take your break.
So this was a perfect way to get his name out there.
Right. I'm kind of a big deal.
I'm not saying he's wrong or not entitled, Steiny, but if you can't see this coming from a mile away, the guy is a walking billboard. Nobody asked him a damn thing. I'm not saying you don't are not entitled an opinion.
So
only football. And this is a part I didn't like. I would have been so irate. I wouldn't have known what to do. So now you're saying you would have went ham? What are you saying, LeBron? What would you have done when he said, oh, if that happened to me and I got cheated on, I don't know what I would have did.
He's a pro athlete.
What are we talking about?
He's a pro athlete who's registering the fact that he thinks this is a huge, huge deal. Huge deal. Otherwise, that's what. Here's the other thing. Did non-football people comment on Cap? Of course they did. What about steroids? Only baseball people could comment on steroids? I don't get that.
Nobody asked him, is all I'm
so
saying.
So what?
All right.
And he's the preeminent voice in the NBA, or one of them.
And we're talking about MLB.
That's right. And he's a pro athlete who's got a lot in common with those guys.
It's also a guy who tried to manipulate the 2016 NBA Finals
in
favor his way.
You know what?
Are
we going to go there today?
I mean, come on. We know what that was about.
So you're saying Bron is not a narcissist?
No, I don't think so.
I told him. That's why we are different.
Okay. Well,
he reeks of narcissism.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's not wrong. Wow. He can't have an opinion. This was a point. Hey,
and I like LeBron.
My league is on off.
I used to love me some LeBron James.
You don't like
and
LeBron.
And all of a sudden.
You can't say you like LeBron when you say he cheated who knows us. Me.
No LeBron, no Bonte.
Ask anybody who knows. The off the court. Just the type of stuff that he's doing now. Right. Where it's got to be about me. I got to comment on everything with these 500-word essays on Instagram where you can't even read it. You got to load the comments up. It's like, all right, enough,
dude. And I'm
not
saying shut up and dribble, Steiny. It's just who.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.